Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charanbir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just find us on the Sharks app. Well, the San Jose Sharks are on a mini win streak. They have won two back-to-back games at home and both against the original six teams. First, they beat the Boston Bruins, but last game here on Thursday, they beat the Maple Leafs, who were number one in the Metropolitan Division. So that was a huge win for the Sharks. It was a great game for the Sharks as well. They were leading into the third period 5-3 with a late goal in the third from Tyler Toffoli. Not late goal, but early in the third, Toffoli had scored. But then they held on to that lead for about 15-16 minutes. But in the last 62 seconds remaining in the game, Maple Leafs came back with two goals and tied the game. And of course, we went in overtime. Both teams exchanged some chances back and forth. And then came the shootout. In the shootout, Nylander scored from the Maple Leafs, but from the San Jose Sharks, a nifty move by Will Smith. What an amazing goal that was. He deked the goalie, and then followed that by a goal from Macklin Celebrini. So Sharks got a 6-5 win in the shootout. A lot of great things happened in the game. A couple of guys I want to highlight. Well, one is Timothy Liljegren. So Liljegren has a second multi-point game as a Sharks. So a little bit about Timothy. He was drafted 17th overall in the first round pick by the Maple Leafs back in 2017. He played a couple of years in their AHL affiliate, but then he moved on with the Maple Leafs in the NHL. And there he had some success in 2021-22. He had played 61 games and had 23 points. And then in 22-23 season, he played the most game of his career in any NHL regular season. And that was 67 games. And he had 18 points in that. And then he was back in AHL, spent a season in AHL. Obviously, he's not happy with that. He wanted to play more in NHL. And then this season, he only got one opportunity with the Maple Leafs. And eventually, he was traded to the San Jose Sharks. Well, he's been playing really well lately. As I said, that was his second multi-point game. And so far, he has played 56 games in the Sharks lineup. And in those, he has a chance now with 11 games remaining to tie his all-time record of number of games played in a season. And that's back with the 22-23 season with the Maple Leafs. And he also have a chance perhaps to get more points. That year he had 18. He already has 4 points. So it's an exciting season for Timothy. Why don't we go to Timothy and see his thoughts on his progress? You feel like you're starting to get back to the time when you're playing some of your best hockey?
I don't know if it's my best hockey. I feel like I'm taking strides and I'm getting better. I feel like this year has been a important year for me, growing personally. It's been a lot of ups and downs. Obviously, with losing, you kind of focusing more on the mistakes you make if you lose versus when you win. They get magnified. So I feel like it's been a good year for me to learn. I feel pretty good about my game right now.
You talked about sort of improved consistency, you know, especially come late. What is helping you in that? Well, especially since you've been paired up with a lot of different guys throughout the season, what's helping you sort of find that consistency?
I don't know. I feel like winning helps. Sometimes when you lose, it can get pretty tough mentally to have fun. I feel like when you have fun, that's when you play your best hockey. So I think as a group, we've been able to keep it fun, even though we've lost some games. But we've been having a good vibe in the locker room, and I feel like as of late, as a team, we've been playing some pretty solid hockey, so I feel like it's a team thing.
Well, another player I really want to highlight from the last game is Colin Graf, who had his first shorthanded goal of the season. You may recall we talked about him a couple of weeks ago when he had his first two-goal game, and at that point, that was his first power play goal, and that came against Chicago on March 13th, and it was also his first multi-point game. And up to that point in the prior five games, he had 5 points. And since then, now in 9 games, he has 7 points. As coach also talked about him a bit, that he's one of the, you know, sort of the most, you know, one of the key players that has improved drastically since his start. Coach said when he started, you know, from the college, he didn't know what to expect from him. He struggled in the beginning a bit, but he has been continually doing well ever since. Now, in the last game versus the Maple Leafs, he had his first shorthanded goal, his 5th goal of the season. He has 3 goals in his last 5 games. And also, a few things to notice about that goal and what he said about it. Well, first, a shorthanded goal. He said he noticed that there are 5 forwards from the Leafs. So when he had the puck and he had a chance to make a run for it, he did. But not only that, later as he got into the offensive zone in that left circle, he had sort of wherewithal to quickly cut into that center, into that triangle that we talked about earlier. And he was right in front of the goal, maybe 20 feet out or so, and had a great shot. So that's a huge goal. And the way he's seeing the game, the way he's been playing the game, he's much faster. He's been in that triangle a lot, as he mentioned himself. The other night he had mentioned he found his legs, and which really is helping him. So why don't we go to Colin and see what he thinks about all this.
Yeah, just had a good stick to break that puck up, and then Mara made a nice play and sort of just put it out there. I just tried to skate into it, and then obviously their power play unit's got 5 forwards. So, you know, as a forward, it's sometimes harder to defend a rush. So I thought, you know, why not just try to take a chance here? And Goody took 2 guys with him to the net, gave me some room in the middle, and I just shot it far side and went in.
You mentioned Goody, but you know, what's the value of him being able to do that where you pulled him away?
Yeah, I mean, it basically created the play just in the sense that he like pushed 2 guys, and you always want middle ice, and he sort of gave me that lane to cut to the middle, so it was important.
And you also been in some critical situations and tight games, you know, late in the third, and you know, his trust sort of continues to grow on your line in particular.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously don't want to end the game like that yesterday, or end the third like that. I mean, with the 2-goal lead with a minute left, that's sort of the worst case scenario of is letting up 2. But I think, you know, credit to our group to hang in there and battle in overtime and then get the win in the shootout. So it was good.
Now, one of the things that's not so great for the Sharks in that last matchup is the Sharks' performance in the faceoff circle, especially at the end, those 62 seconds. You know, Sharks couldn't win a faceoff in their defensive zone. There was also an icing, and right after that, you know, once the Leafs won the faceoff, you know, literally seconds later, that goal came. And that also had happened during the second period. So some of these critical faceoffs in the defensive zone are very important to win, and Sharks have struggled in that. I think Sharks are 42.1% in that particular game, but on average for the season, the Sharks are at 48.2%, and that's 25th in the league. And the reason we're talking about all that, it'll become very evident. But coach also talked about this earlier this morning. So why don't we go to Coach Warsawski?
You know, you talked about the faceoffs after the last game, those critical faceoffs late. Do you think you have a guy that's you can use in those kind of situations for faceoff, or what do you see there?
Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to find some guys that we can be very, you know, obviously we had Sturmey that was a guy that was very good percentage wise. I think they're trying to get some guys. We're trying to get some guys to develop that. We've worked really hard with Deli, with Giles to see if they can develop that skill. So there's going to be an opportunity for someone to jump up and grab it. You know, obviously, Wenny's won some face-offs offensively for us. But again, I think when you start winning hockey games, you look at teams, you need a guy that can dig in there and win a big face-off late in a period, late in a game, and in crucial situations.
Thank you.
But it looks like they're going to the playoffs. How valuable will that experience be for those guys, especially like the first-year pros, first-second-year pros guys?
Yeah, huge experience for those guys. I think it's if they can go play in the American League playoffs, I think it's really important for their development. You know, I think you learn a lot. The speed of the game goes from really 0 to 100. And as much as you tell a player, hey, it's going to be fast, it's going to be intense, it's going to be physical, until they go in there and they get, you know, face hit dead on, right in their face, it's hard to explain it to them. So they need to get that experience. I think it's crucial.
Well, Coach specifically highlighted Patrick Giles there. I want to sort of refresh your memory a bit on Giles. He had played 4 years in NCAA, and then he was signed as a free agent by the Panthers in 2022. He had only played 9 games in the NHL with the Panthers, and most of the other games obviously were in the AHL. And eventually he came to the San Jose Sharks in a trade, and he scored his first NHL goal with the Sharks in his second game as a Shark. But he's on that fourth line playing the center, and that used to be the spot for Nico Sturm, who was leading the league in the faceoffs. So that's one of the reasons Coach had mentioned Patrick. You know, he's trying to fill that spot, and it's really important that he does much better in the face-off circle. He is bringing a lot of physicality to the game. He's doing well. He's finding himself in the lineup often. So here's Patrick talking about his progress.
Patrick, you have a few games under your belt here with the Sharks. How are you feeling overall about your game?
Feeling good. Just trying to gain some confidence and some experience. It's been a few games now, so I'm just going to continue to play the same way, keep skating, and keep playing hard in front of the net.
So one of the things Coach talked about after the last game is sort of winning those critical face-offs, you know, late in the game. So Sharks are obviously struggling in the face-off circle. How are you feeling about yourself in the face-off circle, and do you feel that's something, yeah, got to get to the next level?
Yeah, there's a lot of room to work on for face-offs, and I'm learning a lot from the coaching staff here and the other players, the other centermen, so I think we got a long way to go on the face-offs.
So, you know, for us, like when we watch face, a lot of times you can't even tell what is the skill that makes someone better in the face-off circle.
There's a lot of tricks to it, timing, strength, speed. There's a lot that goes into it, and you see the best guys are winning. I just, you know, 65% is going to be one of the highest numbers in the league, so just got to try and move my numbers up right now.
So now back to the tonight's matchup. So tonight the San Jose Sharks are taking on the New York Rangers. The Rangers are currently in the fifth spot in the Metropolitan Division with 75 points, while the San Jose Sharks are dead last with 49 points. Now they're only 2 points behind the Blackhawks. So I'm sure some of the Sharks got to find that a little concerning, especially since we only have a few games left. And Sharks are looking for another great draft pick. Now, the Rangers are really hungry for a win tonight. They haven't been doing that well lately, but they are fighting for that playoff spot. They are currently tied for the last wild card spot. They're tied with three teams in points. The other teams are ahead of them mainly because they have one or two games in hand. Now, the Rangers started off their California trip first against the Los Angeles Kings, which they lost, and then they played the Anaheim Ducks last night, which they lost in the overtime. So they're really looking for a win tonight to prevent being swept, you know, by the San Jose Sharks here tonight, or swept in the California trip. So they're going to be hungry, and they're really struggling. They are going to come hard at the Sharks. Now, in the last 10 matchups, the Sharks are 5-5-0 in the last 10 games, while the Rangers are 3-6-1. They haven't been doing that well, especially maybe last 15 or 20 games. So they're looking to get back on the horse here. And now a couple of things to highlight. In the face-off circle, they are 82.2%. In the penalty kill, they're 82.2%. So they're 26th on that. But in the face-off circle, they are third in the league with 53.5%. So that's why that face-off is going to be very important. But on the power play, they're at 17.9%, 26th in the league. In the PK, they're actually sixth in the league. Sorry about that number. So sixth in the league in the penalty kill, on the power play, 26. So it's going to be an exciting matchup for the Sharks. Now, leading the Sharks in the last five games in points, points. In the goals is Tyler Toffoli with 3 goals. He scored 2 of them in the last game. And leading in assists is Macklin Celebrini with 4 and William Eklund with 6 points. And on the side of Rangers, leading in points is Miller with, leading in goals is Miller with 3 goals. And Lafreniere with 4 assists. And then in points is Panarin with 5. So it's going to be an interesting matchup for the San Jose Sharks tonight. They are looking to extend that little mini win streak to 3. And let's get to the projected lineup for the San Jose Sharks. On the top line tonight is William Eklund with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. And on the second line is Colin Grav with Alexander Wenberg and Tyler Toffoli. On the third line is Cam Lund. He's playing his second game tonight in the NHL with Patrick Giles and Ty Dellandrea. So there's a change on the fourth line. Carl Grundstrom is out, and Klim Kostin is getting a chance in the lineup again today with Zach Ostachuk in the center and Barclay Goodrow on the right. In the Sharks defense is Mario Ferraro with Shakir Mukhammadullin and Luca Cagnoni with Jimmy Schultz. Jimmy Schultz is back tonight as Vincent Desharnais is out due to an upper body injury. He may miss a couple of games. And on the third line on the defense is Lucas Carlson with Timothy Liljegren. In the net tonight, Alexander Georgiev will get another shot tonight. And with that, let's go to the first period. Well, the New York Rangers wanted a great start, and tonight they got one. Right from the puck drop, they were pressuring the Sharks. And just a few minutes into that game, they actually scored a goal, but the goal was disallowed due to goalie interference. And you think that would give Sharks a bounce back, because that would have been a huge goal for the Rangers. But no, the New York continued to pressure the Sharks. And after about 12 minutes into that first period, Panarin got a literally from a circle-to-circle pass from Schneider. Panarin was in the left circle, and he had, you know, a second or two really to stand there with the puck, and he picked a spot and put one in the net, which put the Rangers up on a 1-0 lead.
Leader, as you would expect, 77 points for Panarin.
That was a pretty neat play by Celebrini that almost clicked.
Trocheck, he'll weave his way through, but couldn't get a shot away. Now back up top. And stick fractures. Panarin buries it and scores.
And another minute later, again it was Panarin who had the puck sort of in the high slot. He took a shot through a lot of screen in front of Georgiev, and that also found his way in the net. And on the same side, on the right post, just squeaked by there and made it 2-0 Rangers.
Macklin, top three in rookie scoring with 53 points. Matvei Michkov went off with a couple of goals for Philadelphia today. He and Lane Hudson of Montreal is off tonight. And there's a shot by Panarin that goes in again. And it's 2-0 New York.
Well, less than 5 minutes into that second period, New York extended their lead to 3 goals. There's a miscommunication behind the net between Georgiev, Mukhammadullin, and Mario Ferraro, which led to a turnover in the Sharks defensive zone. And seconds later, Adam Fox got a pass in the right circle, and he just ripped a wrist shot to the short side as Georgiev was moving from his right to his left, but just couldn't get in time to make a save on that.
10 shots on goal for New York to the Sharks 8. Doolin had to hurry. Kreider was there. Rangers create a turnover. A chance here for Fox, and he hit the bar. No! It went in and out, and Adam Fox makes it 3-0 Rangers.
Well, the Sharks started the third period on a 3-0 deficit, but they had a little bit of a momentum from the second half of that second period and even drew that penalty late in the second. But the spillover on that power play into the third, Sharks couldn't capitalize. And just a minute after that, Johnny Brodinski scored and made it 4-0. And that really deflated the Sharks.
It's not only going to win, but win often and try to get back to a championship. The last one they won, of course, was in 94.
one of their four Stanley Cups. And there's a shot that gets through Georgiev and in Johnny Brudzinski. And it's 4-0 Rangers.
Well, less than 2 minutes after that, the puck bounced off of the backboards on the left side, and Adam Fox was right there on the bottom of the left circle, and he backhanded a shot in from the narrow angle and made it 5-0 Rangers.
Two Miller game, two Millers on the ice. I would call JT Miller, Miller 1, and Keandre Miller Light. His shot wide.
Okay, you...
Score as it came back off the boards to the front of the net, and let's see who gets it. If it's Miller or Fox tucking it at the end, I think it'll be JT Miller's goal. 5-0.
I do too.
Late in the third, Cagnoni drew a tripping penalty, which put the Sharks on a power play, but there's only 3-4 minutes left in the game. And on the power play, Vincent Trocheck scored a shorthanded goal and made it 6-0.
And a half minutes left. Seconds. You're chewing on your fingernails in there. That's just the way it is, right?
Yep. You
should cheer for those penalty killers. Celebrini fails to pick it up. Now the Rangers, who are awesome shorthanded this year, get one there. Vinny Trocheck for their NHL leading 15th shorthanded goal, and New York's up 6-0.
Well, but the Sharks' power play continued, and for the second unit on the power play, Cam Lund ended up scoring the only goal for the Sharks tonight, his first NHL goal and a power play goal.
Almost two on the same penalty kill for New York. There's a shot, and they score! And it's the first National Hockey League goal for Cam Lund!
The final score tonight, 6-1 Rangers. The top defensive pair for the San Jose Sharks struggled tonight, and that was Shakir Mukhamadulin and Mario Ferraro. On the first three goals, I believe Shakir was -3 and Ferraro was -2. Here's Mario talking about what didn't work for the Sharks tonight.
We just got away from it the way we need to play. It's a very fine line for us right now. I think it's pretty obvious from the two games that we played well. The things that we were doing to be successful, and tonight was just not one of those nights. There's nobody playing the right way tonight. So I hope it's a lesson learned. We have played better hockey, but it's just, that's a team trying to make the playoffs right now. And I really felt like we just gave them 2 points. Weren't hard enough. Weren't competing hard enough. Weren't playing smart enough. Neutral zone play, O-zone play, like, blind plays, just hurt us tonight.
What did you see in the first period, especially maybe tonight?
I felt like we were hesitant. We weren't skating hard enough, skating to defend, or, the way we play in the D zone relies on us being tight to our check. They were funneling everything to that. They were shooting everything tonight. And I think a lot of that was because they had enough time to get it there. We weren't quick enough on pucks. Kind of let them roll a little bit that first period. A couple of those goals, you can see that. It's going to have to be a lot better tomorrow night. Obviously on the back-to-back, they are too. So we're going to have to be ready to go and correct that.
On their third goal in the second period that came from Adam Fox, what was the miscommunication there behind the net, I think?
I don't know. I have to look at it. It's really quick after the game.
Shaq has taken on a lot of minutes along with yourself, of course. What can you just say about him, just how impressive he has been I think he's 23, playing 20-plus minutes a night?
Yeah, he's playing really well right now. You can see his confidence with the puck. He's making plays. He can move for a big man. He's moving real well. And he's, like you said, it's not easy. He's playing against top lines. And I've enjoyed playing with him, especially on that offside. He's got a challenge as well. Being on that offside, you have to kind of adjust be a little proactive with how you're seeing what's developing up ice before you get the puck, so you can get ready to make a play. So he's doing a really good job. you know, I think it's just for us two as a pair is to continue to grow and get better. I hope that I can help him continue to improve. Like, these last 10 games here are real important for us to continue to get better. I thought tonight was a little bit of a step back for everybody. So if we can get back on that horse, and you know, Shaq's game is it's growing fast, and I love seeing it. So it's nice.
Cam get that first one tonight.
Yeah, it's unfortunate circumstances, but congrats to him. There's more to come.
Well, a tough night for the San Jose Sharks, but a great night for Lund. He scored his first NHL goal only in his second NHL game tonight.
Came in a, you know, an unfortunate circumstance, but what does it mean to get your first NHL goal tonight?
It was awesome. I mean, it was a great feeling, obviously, to get the first one. I'm really happy.
The broadcast showed your mom, and the crowd looked like she was tearing up. Is that puck going to go to her? Where's the puck going to go?
Yeah, it's going to go to my parents. My dad has a whole collection in his basement, so I'm sure we'll put it down there.
Overall tonight, obviously the Rangers, they're a desperate team. But what did you kind of see overall, especially at the first period there?
I thought they got in on us early. We were defending a lot in that first period, but no, they're a really good team and they're in a playoff push right now.
Can you take us through your goal?
It was on the power play. Graffer kind of just cut across the middle. I think the defender poked it and then it ended up right on my stick and I just shot it.
I think you mentioned that your folks are headed out of town after this. It was a nice gift to them before they head out.
Yeah, it was great. I'm happy that they were here to all the experiences.
You know, Jonathan Quick, you know, he's been in the league a long time, over 400 wins. Kind of cool to get your first goal against the goalie with that kind of report card behind him?
Yeah, it's definitely cool. I mean, being out there on the ice for them, I mean, I've watched him like growing up as a kid and everything, so that was really cool.
So it seemed like, you know, a lot of the lines were struggling tonight, but your line seemed to be really effective. You guys had a lot of great chances. Were you feeling like you guys got to get a chance to score here?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we just were trying to keep it simple the whole game and defend hard, and that was kind of our whole game plan.
Tonight for you, just game one to game two, where did you see the biggest difference maybe?
The back-to-back, I mean, there's two really good teams we just played there, Toronto and New York. So, I mean, the pace is really fast too. So, I mean, kind of just adapting to that.
Well, now if you go back and look at those first four goals, the San Jose Sharks top line was -4 on that. And I believe the, like I said, defensive pair was -3. So it's hard to win a night where your top defensive pair and your top forwards are really not clicking.
Two wins before this and then this. So what were the key differences that you saw from those other games today?
Yeah, I didn't like your start, weren't skating, weren't physically engaged.
You mentioned the start was key. Maybe like Casey Young team riding too big of a high after two, you know, good competitive wins?
Could be. I'm not sure.
Coach, it seemed like after that third goal, there was good 10-15 minutes of strong pushback, even drew a penalty at the end of the second, but then not capitalizing on power play. Do you feel that was sort of the turning point tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think the turning point was, you know, they were on us right from the puck drop, you know, and yeah, I guess we could say that was in a moment we could have gotten back into the game. But there was some big issues in our game tonight.
And especially when the top line and the first three goals, I think, was -3, and so were the best D pairs. And it's kind of difficult to dig out of that one.
Yeah, for sure. I think I would say our young players had young games tonight.
So what do you thought of Costin? I know he was benched for a bit there.
Yeah, just not good enough.
Positive, right. At least in the sense that you guys have a quick turnaround for tomorrow.
Yeah, get right after it, right? And again, similar team, probably even more skilled, heavier, faster, better defensively. So we're going to have to put our work boots on tomorrow.
Well, tonight the Rangers led in all the stats. In the shots, they were 33-22. Faceoff circle 68% to 32%. Hits 20-14. Block shots 20-18. Giveaways 19-10. And takeaways 4-1. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. They're all from the New York Rangers. The first star tonight is Artemi Panarin, who had two goals and he was +2. Those two goals were in the first period. The second star is Jonathan Quick, and that's the Rangers goalie who made 21 saves and he was .955 save percentage. And the third star of tonight is Adam Fox, who also had two goals and he was +3 tonight. Well, now the San Jose Sharks go on a two-game road trip to Southern California, but we will see you again on Thursday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Edmonton Oilers right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching, and for those of you listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.